Scholastic Audio presents Dark Life by Kat Falls, read by Keith Knobs. Chapter 1. I peered into the deep sea canyon, hoping to spot a toppled skyscraper, maybe even the Statue of Liberty. But there was no sign of the old East Coast, just a sheer drop into darkness. A ball of light shot past me, a vampire squid trailing neon blue. The glowing clouds swirled around my helmet. Careful not to break it up, I drifted onto my knees, mesmerized. But my trance was cut short by a series of green sparks bursting out of the gorge. I fell back, every muscle in my body tense. Only one fish glittered like an emerald and traveled in a pack. The green lantern shark. 12 inches long and deadly as piranha, they could rip apart something 20 times their size. Forget what they could do to a human. I should have seen them coming, even this deep. I should have known the squid had squirted its radiant goo to divert a predator. And now my helmet's crown light served as an even brighter beacon. With a jab to my wrist screen, I snapped them off, but it was too late. I couldn't unring that dinner bell. I pried a flare gun from my belt and fired into the midst of the electric green frenzy. 2 heartbeats later, light exploded over the canyon, shocking the sharks into stillness, eyes and teeth glittering. Quickly, I scooped the anchor of my manta board out of the muck and hauled myself onto it. Lying on my stomach with my legs dangling, I twisted the hand grips and took off, making serious wake. If my lungs hadn't been filled with liquigen, I would have whooped out loud. Not that I was in the clear.